This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To direct your attention to what's going on in this hour of this particular day, this moment in our lives, getting at the problem with tooth decay and truth decay. You got a drill, we're going to take it. Victoria's in charge of the drill. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer has, well, I have it too, but I guess I'm bigger and tougher than her. She's got allergies galore. And I just was saying to the ladies, I sneezed, well, at one point yesterday, 14 times, kind of, I was going to say, well, 14 times uninterrupted, except it's the kind of sneeze that you get when you get, and then all of a sudden it looks or feels like you're going to sneeze, and then you stop, and then boom, that's what happens. So we'll hold a good thought for her for a while. Well, we'll hold a good thought for everybody, because they're lots of things to think about, lots of good thoughts. So from your perch there, Victoria, how would you lead us into discussion in this hour? There are plenty of COVID things that are upon us, and fairly optimistic things, but then there are those who say, wait a minute, not so fast. So,
well, I think everyone's freaking out about the next big shortage. That's certainly what everyone in my circle has talked about. My mom called me last night. She's like, "Do you have enough of your supplies of?" She's like, "I know you only eat, you guys only eat chicken and turkey. Do you have enough?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we have plenty of frozen stuff." And then so I started snooping around a bit on the internet to see why she was, kind of freaking out about it. Yeah. And, and I guess there is a real warning. Although I know they're telling people not to hoard meat from the grocery store. People will. I mean, look what happened with toilet paper. In a million years, we never would have thought that.
I didn't need toilet paper, but I needed paper towels. Think I could find them? No. The guy says, "Come back tomorrow morning at 9. And I said, "Well, I can't come at night." He says, "Well, don't come by noon. You won't find him."
Right. Well, the weird thing is, like, at first, all the stores around us had no toilet paper but plenty of paper towels. And people didn't seem to care about paper towels because, you can't flush them. So everyone was just looking for tissue boxes and anything else that could be flushed. Now, toilet paper is kind of slowly coming back into stores here and there. And now people realize they're at home, they're cooking every meal, and they need more paper towels in the kitchen. So that's the next thing that went. And so I guess meat will be the next.
So whatever happened to good old-fashioned taking the towels? My mother used to use towels, real towels, and wash them. Whatever happened to that?
Well, that's what I do, because paper towels end up in a landfill. So yeah. They're never recycled. So, yeah, paper towels are horrible for the environment, but people don't ever think about that.
So you've just convinced me to stop buying paper towels. I will never buy them again, ever.
I have a bunch of dish towels that are really absorbent. Yeah. So, if you spill something on the counter, that's what I use. And then
so what do you dry your hands
machine.
On, though, if you wash your hands?
Well, I have a separate thing for that. I have a separate towel for that, yeah.
Separate towels, okay.
Yeah. And so you just throw them in the laundry, and that's, everyone's doing a lot of laundry these days. Everyone's doing a million runs of the dishwasher. So, dishwashing soap is actually something that's been very low in supply, too, because everyone's at home cooking every single meal and running the dishwasher. David Beckham and Victoria Beckham even, posted on Instagram 2 weeks ago that they had run out of all of their dishwashing soap because they were cooking every meal.
Whatever happened to the good old days of washing the dishes yourself in your sink?
Well, I guess people can do that, too.
Do that? Yeah. I did that in California.
You still need soap for that, and that kind of falls into the category still of people buying a lot of soap. So
I remember putting regular dish soap that you would use in the sink in the dishwasher.
Oh.
Did that once.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Never make that mistake again.
The bubbles started coming. While the thing was running, even though it's sealed, the bubbles started coming out of the and you can't use, don't ever try to use laundry soap. in your dishwasher either.
Wait, who would even try that?
Well, obviously Doug is saying it because he has tried it.
So dumb. I'm a smart guy. That's a really dumb thing.
I'm an experimenter. I like to experiment with
things.
I want
to
see
poison yourself.
What happens. Like
exactly.
When I was a kid, we used to have the chemistry lessons in the garage. You know, you'd put one thing together to see what would explode, and you get a big kick out of it. Lucky you didn't burn down the... Well, I didn't have a garage. I had a barn. But lucky you didn't burn that down, because there were all kinds of experiments. It was fun in the eighth grade to discover chemistry and put all that stuff together, especially with all the chemicals that were around the farm at that time. And you know, I don't have any chemicals around now because I don't use them, but you know, there were all kinds of things you put together. Fertilizer is very explosive.
My God. If Doug was a kid, he totally would have been one of the people to try the Tide Pod Challenge. He would have been like, this is cool looking. Let me put this in my mouth.
I don't know if I'd have done that, but I was, you know, I did experiment with some things. Anyway, meanwhile, back to the real ranch here, Victoria. What do we think about the fact the CDC has said, okay, maybe we're going to get back to some normalcy earlier on this summer, but then look out below because it may come back seasonally. And that the rendering of that is that we have got a vaccine, and if it's the right one, then that won't be a problem. But if it isn't the right one or we don't have one, then here we go again. Back into it seems sort of late to the party. Some states, the mayor of our city, who's usually late to every party, yesterday declared that we have to wear masks everywhere in public.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that it's a bad idea, but it might have been something that had happened. I've been wearing mine now pretty regularly. I went into the hardware store yesterday with my mask on, and I felt I felt somewhat self-conscious. I went to the grocery store, had it on, went to the hardware store, but then everybody in the store had it on, and I thought, okay, that's good, and it is good.
Yeah.
It's a way of protecting maybe you, but maybe others as well.
Right. That's the thing. It's just, you know, have a little consideration for other people. You know, if you don't think you're going to get it, that's fine. And you may be walking around with it. And kids can be, and more studies are showing that there was a study I read last night that said like 80% of kids in New York City probably have it, but they just don't show any symptoms. But, you know, so it's people are walking around with it. They're carrying the virus. If you're lucky to be asymptomatic, then that's great. But, you know, just don't infect other people. This is really just about having respect and just taking precautions for other people who are vulnerable. You know, it's really that simple. I think the people who are going crazy with, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that, you're just being selfish. You're just a selfish a-hole. That's all you are.
Why wouldn't you do it to...
Oh, plenty of people don't want to do it. It violates my constitutional right. Well, read the Constitution first, because you obviously haven't, because that's not in the Constitution. I'm getting real tired of people who don't know anything about the Constitution and claim that they do. But, you know, it's just, it's insane to me how many people just want to defy governor's rules and state's rules and the CDC's recommendations. I don't know who these people think they are or why they think they're so entitled and emboldened to do these things, but
because
it's
that's
crazy.
What we've raised in America. We have generations, a couple of generations, and it's as you go down the pike, it gets worse with people who are, the younger you are, the less respect you seem to have, at least in my wheelhouse, in my world, thinking about what manifests if it isn't me, it doesn't affect me, that I'm not interested, that kind of stuff. I think the devices, the way we learn and live have caused us all to be very egocentric. As everything's right, we don't need anything. Why, I'm looking at my device, this is what my friends are doing, you know, that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, there is a certain philosophy here to what is going on, the philosophy of why we have in the world this sort of thing. Is it something? Is it karma? Is it, are we getting payback because we've hurt the planet? And in my world, I think there's something to that. Door closes, door opens. So what happens when the door opens or the window opens after the door has been closed? We've had the door shut on us pretty hard this spring. And so what will happen this summer when the door opens up again is anybody's guess. I would like to think and hope and hold the thought that there will be a lot of different things that we picture. I'm maybe going against the grain with some people. Oh, let's go back to normal. Let's go back to the way it was. No, not go back. But that, I don't want to go back to the way it was. I don't want to have to worry about stuff like that. Maybe it's going to be the New World Order for a while, but what brought this about, and I'm back to responsibility, and normally you'll hear me say, don't point the finger or blame, fix the problem. But I think in understanding what is or who is to blame for this, we have a resolution and we have a fix to the problem. It's putting those two things together. I'm wondering out loud sometimes, and I do talk about this with my friends, how has your life changed? Has it changed dramatically? Has it changed just a little? Has, well, I mean, what, your view on things, and what you, I'll ask you, what one thing will you do differently when we come out of this, Victoria, that you haven't done before? A thought, an action, something that is going to be different that you will stick to, or you think you'll be forced to stick to as we come back to some kind of new normal?
I think just overall the things that were that Lewis and I are more aware of, like we were always, I've always been a hand washer. I never use hand sanitizer because it's, there's a lot of chemicals in it and it's just not good for you. But I think just the overall heightened awareness of like what we bring into our home, I think that's the most important thing. You know, leaving shoes, we've tried over the years living in Manhattan. I've always said, all right, take your shoes off, and we kind of forget. And then, you know, but I think that we'll be much more diligent about that, leaving shoes outside the door and not bringing, you know, things into the apartment and being a little more careful with the mail. That's another thing that apparently the disease, infectious disease specialists are saying, that your mail is actually a high risk item, which I never. But it's just the, I know the touching part, but like just the actual mail itself, that there's something, I guess, with paper that the virus can actually live on longer than other
items.
That's
right. They don't want you to use money. They want you to use your credit card. Same.
Yeah, but we know it lives on plastic lives on plastic a lot
people,
more longer.
That doesn't keep people. Every store, can you even use cash? I went to, and as I said, it was in the grocery store.
I never
store
even
yesterday.
Have a dollar on me, so I don't know.
I know
in some places.
They stick the card in. Well, the only reason that I kind of like the card now is because I get a lot of miles. They double the miles that you get using the card. So, okay, I'll do that then. That's one of the messages. Here's how we're helping make your life better at American Airlines. You can charge it on our card and get double miles now. Woohoo! There you go. All right, Kara, how about you and your life change? We haven't talked about that.
I think it's kind of similar to what Victoria was saying in terms of just being more cognizant of everything that you're doing and touching. And so, I've always washed my hands whenever I go to the bathroom, but am I standing there washing it for 20 seconds? Probably not. And you know, looking at all the graphics that came out of, you know, exactly how much stuff is on your hands and how it doesn't really go away if you're only, you know, washing it for a couple seconds. And a lot of people don't wash every part of their hands. So I think that's something that's going to stick with me. And just generally, like when you go out and you have a purse or you have shoes or you have your reusable grocery bags from the store, and you know, you might come home and put them on the counter or put them this place, and you know, just realizing that, like, oh, okay, that's how all of those germs are transferred that you don't see. So I don't know, I think it's kind of a good thing to be aware of, that we might all be a little cleaner after this.
All right, food for thought from the DJV program. Here's some more food for thought for those of you who may or may not have gotten your stimulus, your $1,200 yet. How'd you like to up the ante to about $5,000 from your tax return, even if you've done your taxes already this year? Family Tax Service will take your last couple of years, maybe the last 4 years, including this year, of filed taxes and examine them. They're all, the analysts there are former IRS experts, and you can find hidden credits in probably anybody's, no matter how sophisticated your tax returns are. There are always ways of getting more money back, and these guys will find it, and you'll get it. Never too late to get started. Call 800-262-0318 for Family Tax Service. Get the paycheck, and then pay your taxes, and then get some money back. 800-262-0318. This is very legitimate. It's a great company. It's a great idea for all of us to check out. 800-262-0318. 21 at the hour.
today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Whatever you're going through, grab a long neck bottle or a big old pint and let's all have
Here's a time on the DJV program, 23 and change after the hour. It's Brad Paisley, who's hoping to bridge deep divisions. Got a new single out called No I in Beer. All these damn beer songs that are out lately.
A lot of beer. Well, alcohol sales are way up.
Way up, right. That's the first new music Paisley has released this year. He plays the role of a guy who wants to unite everybody and has just the thing to make it happen. We're all in this together. It's so clear, he says, drinking ought to be a team effort. There's no I in beer. Somehow I've heard that before, and I don't know why. Some phraseology. I don't know where I've heard it, but anyway. It applies well to the ideas of being quarantined during all of this COVID stuff. Paisley and co-writer Kelly Loveless actually wrote the song back in 2018. But its idea of getting people together and connecting has been a recurring theme for a lot of people unable to see their family and friends personally, along with the technology providing them with these temporary solutions that I hope don't become permanent. I hope that's not part of the new world order, because touching and feeling and hugging is very important to us all. Paisley goes on and says, if we've ever felt unified as Americans, as citizens of the world, it's in the fact that nobody loves what we're going through, but everybody's willing to do what we have to do. I'm not sure about that. A lot of people are, but some are not. One of those things is being a team, he says. Got a world tour schedule to begin the 15th of next month in Concord, California. In the meantime, he's regularly hosting live stream performances on Instagram. Anybody seen them? He's pretty well known.
I don't follow him. I follow his wife on Instagram, but I don't follow
Who's
Brad.
Who's his wife?
Kimberly Williams Paisley. She's an actress.
Oh, okay. What
she was in? Most famously, Father of the Bride with Steve Martin. She was the daughter.
Yeah, very likable.
And so the story goes, Brad Paisley saw her in that movie, fell in love with her, and managed to figure out how to meet her, and that was
good
it.
For her. Nothing wrong with that. Opportunity knocks. 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Carey, you and me with the Pretenders now. They've dropped a new song.
A real superstar.
I like like her. I've always liked the Pretenders. So see there, Kara. I'm current. All right.
You know, I'm not a Pretenders fan, but everything that they've released
like
so
her.
Far from this album, I really like.
Something about that. She has a, you know, we were talking about Chris Martin yesterday, I think, and people who have the sound that is very identifiable. You can hear the beginning of a song, Johnny Cash. You all know it's Johnny Cash. And the same with Chrissy Hynde, I think, who said, I suppose our biggest influence, apart from crazy hardcore rock, has been R&B. She wrote all of the record songs with guitarist James Walburn. She says, James and I really grappled with this one to get in all the subtleties and nuance of an R&B classic, albeit with modern autobiographical lyrics. The fool is me, as she added. You can't hurt a fool, follows the single The Buzz. Hate for Sale is the band's 11th studio album. I don't know if I'd like to, I don't know that I like the name of that, but anyway, it was supposed to be released on the first of next month. Delayed like a lot of other releases because of what's going on. So the album currently is available for free order if you're a Pretenders fan or a Chrissy Hynde fan. Why would somebody call it Hate for Sale, though?
Because
it's
not promoting
of what you think
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, exactly. They're talking about how so many people are selling hate to people as, you know, a political movement or a political platform.
All right, so I'm down with that. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Is there a song in this album called Hate for Sale?
I don't know. I haven't seen the track listing yet. I don't know if they've released the whole thing, but maybe.
All right, so those of you who are Pretenders fans, there you go. Focus on Chrissy Hynde on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is expected to reveal a path to restarting the U.S. economy later today. At a White House briefing yesterday, the president said the data shows many areas around the country are past the peak of the COVID-19 outbreak. Meanwhile, President Trump is also threatening to force Congress to adjourn so that he can make appointments. At that White House briefing, the president urged the Senate to stop gabbling in pro forma sessions when lawmakers aren't even in town.
The Senate should either fulfill its duty and vote on my nominees, or it should formally adjourn so that I can make recess appointments.
Former presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says she'd agree to being Joe Biden's running mate if he asked her. The Massachusetts senator did recently endorse Biden's bid for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here welcoming Jennifer Horn. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that until later, right? Victoria Keelan, though, she's certainly welcome, and so is Kara Sheldon. The idea behind my asking you what has changed in your life came from a conversation I had with a friend yesterday. So I started thinking about it myself, and we had this conversation. I was in my truck driving to the hardware store, as a matter of fact. And this person made me think about what it was that made me happy. There are a lot of different things that, you know, we all have different things in our reality now. Which of them make you happy? I found I'm a pretty happy guy most of the time. Anyway, I've got a lot to be thankful for. I have a fabulous life. I had great luck in my life and learned lots of great lessons, some of which I wish I hadn't had to do, but I, you know, we all learn lessons, and the ones we learn the best are the ones that are toughest, I think. And it's a tough lesson. What we're going through right now really does bring us around to thinking there are lots of things in our lives we can do without, or lots of things that would make life better, actually. And you don't know that until you experience it. But putting time into relationships, like I said, I'm a phone person. I don't like texting. I don't like email for personal reasons or personal connections. It's okay for business. I mean, you just have to make a point. But I have friendships that are based on conversation, based on experiences and things, and whether they're in my work or whether it's been the things that have been the highlights of my life, or, you know, there have been four or five threads in my life that have shaped me and shaped my life. And I think I've shaped that in other people as well. Victoria just said something that really will change how I work. I don't think I ever thought about paper towels in a landfill. And so as soon as she said that, I thought to myself, right, I don't, you know, paper does kind of break down, but it does take a long time. And why would you do
that?
Well,
the way
that
paper towels are processed, too, it really doesn't break down the way that, you know, it should.
Yeah, regular paper does. But anyway.
Well, you know, it's just in general. I'm more
aware. But you made me think. You made me think about something.
Well, hey.
That was simple. But you do that all the time anyway. But in this way, this is a simple lesson to learn. And when you look into it, you find out that she's right. So why would you want to befoul just because it's convenient? Well, what's so difficult? I just grabbed a couple of towels and brought them downstairs to the kitchen. But it's stuff like that. The point I'm trying to make is it's little stuff sometimes like that that you don't realize because you don't have to. But now that we don't have them, what's the alternative? And the alternative is better, smarter, cheaper, whatever.
Oh, definitely however. Cheaper.
Yeah.
Paper towels are expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, like two rolls is like 30, it's like $3 and something or even more.
But you see how practical that is. So now we've created in ourselves something that will help us control the stress of not having paper towels or Kleenex or toilet paper or whatever. Now, so you don't have it, you figure out what else to use, right? And maybe it's easier, maybe it's better, maybe it's cheaper. See, that's the kind of stuff I'm thinking about. And then you look at the bigger picture. If you have followed what the pictures are from space, air quality is 40% better, whether it's on the west coast of America or whether it's in China. It doesn't so much float into the Chinese air floats across the Pacific. That's part of what hangs in Los Angeles and San Francisco. And, you know, not only is it the cars that are driven and that sort of thing, but it's also the crap in the air from China. And a lot of people don't even think about that. So, you know.
Well, I just am thinking more about, like, what they call our post-consumer waste. And that's essentially the waste that comes out of your own household. And I don't know about you, but, you know, because everyone's home and cooking more, there are more containers for food. And
oh, my
so
God. What are we wasting in packaging?
Yep.
The unbelievable waste. And that hasn't been solved. I don't know what the result or what the resolve is to fix that, but we have incredible waste.
Yeah, and right now, especially with everyone at home, we're all creating more waste. China is nowhere near, they're just not back up to capacity in terms of taking our recycling. China takes 80% of the world's recycling. They're not doing that now. So every single thing
we don't burn it. We're not smart enough to figure out how to burn it. That's what they do with it, and that's why there's so much pollution, because they don't put scrubbers on the smokestacks because they don't give a damn. The technology is there to do it, but they don't give a damn. That's just the cycle of thinking over there. You talk about people who are selfish and self-motivated. It's all about them, them, them. That's what it is. I'm not talking about the Chinese people, and I'm tired of hearing from me. Ah, you shouldn't be bashing the Chinese. You know what? Listen to what I say. I'm talking about the Chinese
government.
Communist Party, the government of the country. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm kind of tired of having to explain that because I'm tired of having to explain it. But at any rate, I think the exercise is a great one to think through. We're at the period of time when we're kind of at the apex, at least of this round. And if, you know, we're looking into the crystal ball to see what happens, and, you know, you don't know how accurate the crystal ball is, but we have an opportunity to change. And I don't like any more than anybody else somebody to preach to me, say, here should I do this, and here should I do that. But just figure it out. In the simple conversation, listen to what we've just talked about in the last 4 or 5 minutes, based on basically what Victoria told me 15, 20 minutes ago. And it's all about thinking things through and what is easier, better, cheaper. There's plenty of self-interest to go around if you do things the right way. It may not be what you're used to doing, but just because you're used to doing it doesn't mean that it's good or it's right. It's just what you're used to doing. It's like me wearing pajamas to work. Today is wear pajamas to work day. I'm used to doing that. Should I get up every day and get dressed like I was going somewhere? I've been doing this program at this time of day for 32 years. Most of my career in radio has been on in mornings. But I always had to go to a studio, and then the world changed for me 30 years ago. And I started producing this, and I produced it wherever I was. And when I was home, I kind of liked. There have been days, like, was it yesterday or the day before? What's today? I mean, today's Thursday, right? The 16th, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Monday, it was raining, and I had lots of work to do in my office and here in the studio. I didn't get dressed till 5 o'clock. And I was on the phone with somebody, and it was a producer of a bunch of radio programs, and we started laughing about the reality of working, because he's working from home, too. And I said, are you dressed? He said, no. I said, oh, okay, good. I feel better about being in my bathrobe. So, if today, actually the reason it's wear pajamas to work day today, because normally yesterday would have been tax day, and wearing pajamas to work day on April 16th, people found something in it that relieved them from the stress of having to pay their taxes. I don't know that I ever was in an office where I saw people wearing their pajamas to work. Either you two ever wear pajamas to work? Ever
no.
Have that? No,
I
can't
not.
Imagine.
No, I like to wear leggings sometimes, though, and I always joke that when I get out of bed in the morning, I put on the closest thing I can to pajamas. That still look acceptable.
Well, but you can you wear sweats and stuff, right? And especially now there's only four people.
Not sweatpants. Typically, I would wear like leggings with boots and or something, or like a comfortable dress. I don't normally get to the point of actually wearing sweatpants. But
although I feel like these days, all bets are off. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, exactly. Right, right. All right, what's going on in Michigan? People protesting the governor's. I thought people were in on this. Why is she different, or why is this circumstance?
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah,
what makes Michigan different?
Yep.
I'm not
Governor
sure.
Whitmer's
stay-at-home
order, they say, is crippling the businesses. Hello, she's not crippling the businesses. The disease. And I don't know anything about this woman, although yesterday I think her name came up for the first time in my experience as a potential vice presidential candidate. But I don't know anything about her, frankly. But she's not happy. People there aren't happy about all of this. Stuff. They want her. Some of these people want her to be recalled because.
Well, I guess. Okay. Here are the things. I'm just looking at what exactly her executive order was.
Yeah.
So last week, a week from today, last week from Thursday, she signed the executive order. So it's been in place for 1 week now. She extended the previous stay-at-home order through April 30th, which again, that's what New York is doing. That's what New Jersey's done. So that's not that crazy. Apparently, other things that people are really protesting, though, she said no gatherings of any people who are not part of a single household. Okay. People are protesting that part of it. This is what the stay-at-home self-quarantine is supposed to be. This is basic science, except I guess she spelled it out for people and they don't like that. If you are in you live in your with your family in your home, that's called a cell. Anytime a person who does not live with you full-time enters your home, the cell is broken. And so if you have been quarantining, but you're still visiting with your neighbors and you're coming in contact with other people, you have not been quarantining. So I guess she spelled it out for people, and that's what everyone's supposed to be doing, but the people in Michigan, I guess some people don't like that. You're not allowed to go to your second home or a vacation. I don't know why that's difficult for people. Large stores can only have 4 customers for every 1,000 square feet of customer floor space. So that's essentially what they're doing in New Jersey at Wegmans and Whole Foods. You know, they're limiting the number of people allowed in the stores. You're not allowed to use a motorboat
Lines
or a
outside.
Jet ski. So I guess people who are jet ski enthusiasts, even though it's freezing in Michigan right now, I guess they've got a problem with that. If you're not buying food or medicine or other essentials, you should not be going into the store. That's common sense. So, but yet they've had like thousands of people are driving their cars to the state capitol to protest all this. I'm not even, I just don't understand, unless this is just, this just feels purely political. I mean, Michigan can be a little bit of a purple state, so this just feels like it's Republicans railing against a Democratic governor. That's the only thing that I can glean from this, because there is nothing that she's saying that is different from any other state where we're all abiding by.
Yeah, but the other state, a lot of other states have Republicans, and they don't railing. We have a Republican governor in Massachusetts. The Democrats aren't railing against some of the things that he's suggested, which have not been that.
So then I don't know what the problem is. This is just
something else is going on.
I don't know.
Yeah. In sports news, kind of, Dr. Fauci says that sports can return, could very possibly return this summer, but only if the stands are empty. He said
or
that athletes
filled with mannequins, like what was that, Chinese baseball league?
He says the athletes have to stay in hotels and be very well surveilled. Mm-hmm. They need to be tested often, every week perhaps. Some people, he says, are skeptical that sports could survive without fans. He said people say, well, you know, you can't play without spectators. I think you probably get enough buy-in from people who are doing. I think you can see more when you watch stuff on television anyway than you can in most of the seats.
Absolutely.
Whether it's baseball or football or anything.
Look, I'm no baseball fan. I don't really. I watch hockey sometimes on TV, but I'm not really a sports watcher. But
no,
I think so many people who are stuck at home and watching games from, you know, the 2000s, early 2000s,
yeah.
I think sports fans would love to see a game, even if there are no spectators. I don't think it would matter.
Jennifer and her father
see
and I went to see a Lakers game one night in L.A., and we sat up in the press booth, and we couldn't see a thing.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was. Those guys in the press booth are only there for show. They watch the game on TV. Like, they're not watching the game. They're not watching it from the stadium. Most of the stuff they're watching, they have all of the cameras, all of the angles, not just what's on TV. That's misleading. They have all of the visuals. There are usually four or five cameras well placed so that you can see everything that's going on. And so those cameras are what they look at.
It's like when people go to a concert and they're up in a box.
Yeah.
I never understand the appeal to because you end up watching the entire concert on a little monitor.
Right. The monitors are those big things that are on the stage.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson sees some parallels between this situation and the HIV/AIDS problem that he had, trying to get people educated as to some of the right info and some of the wrong info in the black community. He's partnered with the NBA and its fight against the virus. He's going to be in a bunch of PSAs that start this weekend that basically present in town meetings an attempt to bring information, because a lot of people who are black don't want to have, they've heard that the heart stuff and they've got heart problems, so they don't want to take the medicine, that sort of thing. And so he's trying to straighten that out, which makes good sense. In television news, American Idol is doing remote live shows. Anybody watching American Idol?
I don't watch Idol, but I do think it'll be interesting to see how they pull that off, because even the contestants are going to be singing from home. And as we all know, it's wonderful to watch performers perform from their living room or whatever, but the quality of the sound is not good. So
Seacrest,
I don't know, if you're in a singing competition. Well, he's been in his house doing Kelly, and I watch Kelly and Ryan in the morning sometimes.
In Los Angeles or New York? Has he got a house in New York too? Is he?
I don't know where he
LA
is.
House?
He's in his kitchen. I'm not sure where he is. But it's weird though, because if you're in a singing competition, how can you really, you know, showcase your vocals that well? It's difficult.
Very difficult, but interesting. 10 before the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, one of the appeals this program has for people is there's so much information, thus the reason behind Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is here with me, and she's going to help us stop sharing or think about what you're doing as you share your senior photos on Facebook. All right, let's get to the bottom of this.
I don't know if you've been seeing this popping up. I'm not on Facebook, but I'm sure, Doug, you've probably seen lots of your friends sharing photos of when they were seniors in high school or seniors in college. And most of it is high school, because it's supposed to be this thing that's a showing of solidarity to high school seniors who won't have a graduation ceremony and things like that. First of all, if you are doing that because you think this is some sort of solace for high school seniors, know this. No high school senior on the planet is on Facebook. So you're no one's seeing your photo. But here's the other element of it. In some ways, people are posting it just because they want a compliment of, wow, you looked so pretty when you were in high school, or you were hot, or whatever, or you had lots of hair. So, but the thing is, this is really a stupid, stupid thing to participate in. And there are real reasons why. Number one, if you post where you went to high school, the name of your high school is often a security question on websites. So when you go onto a website and it says, what's the name of the street you grew up on? Or choose your security question. What was the name of your high school? What was the name of your high school mascot? What town did you go to high school
now,
in?
Who would have thought about that? That's amazing. I would never have thought about that.
People aren't thinking about it, and that's the problem. And so lots of security questions are based on where you went to high school and what year you graduated. That's the other thing. Now scammers know how old you are. So this is bits of information that you do not want out on the internet. And if you think that Facebook has any type of security that's protecting your identity, think again. Part of the other problem is there's this new thing. It's also basically clickbait to list every town that you've ever lived in. Okay. Here's another thing. Scammers are doing, I'm convinced that scammers are completely behind these weird quote-unquote quote challenges, because I don't think any normal person started this. But if you list every place that you've lived in, now they know the name of your
identity
high school.
Question.
Now
yeah,
they know, they know everything about you. It's just, it's so, essentially you're giving, you might as well just post your social security number at this point.
Yeah,
just don't do it. It's really, really stupid. I know it's tempting because everyone thinks it's like cool to join in on stuff, but just absolutely stop doing it.
Take down your picture, take down the post. IKEA now selling high-tech motorized blinds. Wow, this ought to be exciting.
The Geek Out. With all this stay-at-home time you now have on your hands, are you looking for a geeky tech project? Why not automate your window blinds? Motorized blinds have been a thing for a while, but they tend to be expensive. But now those Swedes from IKEA have put on sale their own motorized blinds that can also be operated via Alexa, Siri, or Google Home. And with that comes the ability to operate remotely, but also based on schedule. You'll also need IKEA's own associated app to connect it to the smart home platform of your choice. IKEA is offering the blinds in 8 different default sizes that will fit most every standard window. Priced at $130 and up, they can be found at IKEA.com.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, next up, Apple has unveiled something brand new, boys and girls.
Yes, after years of releasing Apple iPhones with basically four-figure price tags, they are now introducing a brand new stripped-down iPhone model that they're hoping will expand their customer base because iPhone sales are way down and, like, way off. Even before the pandemic, iPhone sales were, I think they just got too expensive for people. And most people hung on to the iPhone that they already had, whether it's a 6 or 7 or an 8. And so now this new one is the new iPhone SE. The last time they had an SE, I want to say that was maybe 5 years ago, maybe even more. And so this new one is going to start at just $399, which is actually a great price. It's far less. Pardon?
Where is it made?
I don't know. Most of these, some of them are made in Israel. Some of the chipsets are made in China. I don't know where they're assembled. Maybe California. Not sure. But anyway, so the new SE model starts at $399, and which if you want to get an iPhone 11, which is the newest model, that's $699, and the 11 Pro Max is $1099. So it's a really good price. It is smaller, and but the good news is if you want a good display, it has the Retina HD display. It has 4K video. And it has a home button. A lot of people still like a home button. And the new smaller size, they're hoping that a lot of people will want to go for this. The best part about it is it has a really good camera. Tim Cook says it's the best single camera system ever, and it has the same battery life as an iPhone 8.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.